Everybody loves McDonald's fries. So, yes, you accused your mom of stealing some of your fries on the way home. But the bag did feel a little light. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This is the OXS Jamaica podcast, Reasonings with Odessa, episode 12, bonus. Hey, 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 guys. Ba-ba-na-na-na. This is a quick bonus. Episode 12, bonus. And I had to do it. Why? Because we have another Miss World. Yeah. Miss Jamaica, Tony Ann Singh, is actually our Miss World. And it was well deserved. Like, I couldn't, yo, pure screaming and shouting. All Jamaicans had such a sweet Saturday morning. Those that were like in other parts of the diaspora had a sweet Saturday afternoon or night or whatever. But the ones them day had a sweet Saturday morning watching Tony Ann take the crown home, which, by the way, guys, it's coming home for the fourth time. The last person that took that was Lisa Hannah, who still, by the way, is very fabulous. She's a good up. She's a goodie. So big up yourself, Lisa Hannah. Anyway, I don't know, for those that watched the show, did you not notice that the show was actually very Jamaican-inspired? Very Jamaican-cultural? Maybe because it was set in London, I guess, and, you know, everybody's like a Yardi or a Jamaican over there. But all the performances that they had, especially not all, not the one with Lulu, but two of the performances that they had were both reggae and dancehall-inspired. And one of them included all the beauty contestants doing the bogle. Now, bogle could arise from the dead and see that. He would have just been so proud to see all of these hot beauty girls from all over the world doing his world-famous dance move. So that's music and dance involved, as well as Tony Ann won the talent. I think it was the talent. And they called her back to perform what she sung, which was Whitney Houston's I Have Nothing, to a standing ovation to Itchell. Even her interview with Piers Morgan, she was just like comfortable in her own skin, just easy, easy breezy. Now, I want you guys like to know that Miss Nigeria has set a new standard for how we want friends to react when we have our successes. This can go on for 2020, but yo, Miss Douglas Carr, I don't know if I could pronounce your name properly. Nikishi Douglas, your excitement that you had for Tony Ann was just like a beautiful thing. And I honestly think that you need to get a citizenship, a Jamaican citizenship, just for that. Mina Carol, I think you need to get that up. Trust me. But our minister, by the way, is actually going to be inviting Miss Nigeria and Miss India to Jamaica for a holiday. And they seem to be like the two closest people to Tony Ann. So I know they're going to be welcomed with nothing but a whole heap of love from us. A whole heap of love. Oh, let me just drink some more of this little rum here because it's raining today and I don't want to catch a cold. All right, so I just want to end this. Let's take another sip. I just want to end this with a little word from Tony Ann Singh. To that little girl in St. Thomas, Jamaica, and all the little girls around the world, please believe in yourself. Please know that you are worthy and capable of achieving your dreams. The crown is not mine, but yours. You have a purpose. And on that note, guys, your purpose is after this is to listen to episode 13. Thank you so much for taking a little listen to this little quick bonus. Tune into episode 13. I am talking to reggae royalty, Morgan Heritage. It's such a good one. Until the next episode, which will be 13, then 14. I'm your host, Odessa. Linkage laters. Peace.
Who needs an alarm in the morning when McDonald's has sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles and a breakfast cutoff? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.